Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield.
Joining us this time on Metroscope is Shauna Ridgebear, the Director of Marketing for Spirit Mountain Casino. She's here to chat about the Spirit Mountain Casino toy drive that's going on this winter. Shauna, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Preston. This is a joy.
We're excited to have you on and learn about this event that you guys have going on. What is the promotion all about, and how can the community listening get involved?
So this is Spirit Mountain's toy drive that benefits OHSU Dornbecker's Children's Hospital. This is our 10th year doing it, and we are very, very excited. What we do is Spirit Mountain itself, we buy a great deal of toys, and when we started doing that, it was just us. And then what we found was our employees wanted to start helping out and bringing toys and asking us, hey, can you guys take this along with what you're taking? And then another one of the team members said, hey, what if we opened it up besides the toys that we buy and the big amount that we buy, what if we opened it up for our guests who maybe aren't able to make it all the way up to Dornbecker's or need a drop point to drop off toys and have always wanted to donate to something that's such a really neat and dear to everyone in our community's hearts area, and that's Dornbecker's itself. If we gave them a drop off point and we would take it for them. So that's really how it became more of a community event instead of just us as Spirit Mountain buying the toys. Now our guests can bring in a toy, and as a thank you, we give them $10 in free play. So they get, you know, basically they almost get everything they spent back in it, and just a little thank you for us to helping us doing it. Because really, this toy drive is not about a promotion for the casino or anything like that. It really is to benefit Dornbecker's.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you guys been doing this with the community involvement, and then just since you guys started originally back in the day, which was what you were kind of alluding to?
Yeah, so we did it as a company-only event for 2 years before we started doing it as a community event, and now as a community and as a full-blown toy drive, it's been 10 years. This year is our 10th year doing it.
Wow. Okay. So a decade. What kind of feedback have you gotten from the community in terms of, you know, them helping out, and also just kind of the relations that you'll share with them when they bring a toy in? And how exactly do they do that? Is there a giant box that they put the toy into, or how does that work if someone wants to help donate to this?
So people bring in their new unwrapped toy to the Coyote Club, which is, you know, right inside, right next to our Mountain View Sports Bar. They come up, bring that toy in, and give it to one of our clerks, and they help facilitate getting it into the boxes. We have a huge sorting room because over the years, this toy drive has grown so immensely that one or two big bins don't do it anymore. We actually have a sorting room that several of us go down every day and sort out all the toys and separate them between, you know, just like the little elves in Santa's workshop, we separate them between toddler, boys, girls, all that fun stuff. So that's kind of the process when it comes on. And it's, you know, it's really neat. I myself moved into this community about 4 years ago. I was lucky enough to move here from the northern Nevada area. And I remember sitting down and my team telling me about Dornbecker's Toy Drive, the drive that we did with them in Spirit Mountain. And, you know, honestly, I can say I didn't get it. I didn't understand the magnitude and how near and dear this was to the community, to our staff members. I had no idea until the first year I got to experience. I got to experience the community bringing them in and how personal and how special it was to the people who brought the toys in, whether that was staff members who were bringing it in as a community member or a community member player who regularly visits Spirit Mountain. It is so neat to see them, you know, really excited about, hey, I brought this toy in because I bought it for my grandchild. I brought it for my son and daughter, and they loved it so much. I wanted to pass that joy on to a child who maybe doesn't get to be home for the holidays. And so it is such a neat thing to watch them light up as they bring the toy in. And a lot of times it's kind of humorous to watch them play and demonstrate the toy for us as they're giving it, so we can pass that along to Dornbecker's when we hand it to them and say, hey, you know, this toy has this feature or this feature. And I think one of the neat things too is for me, all of my children are grown, so I don't get to do some of the fun toy shopping that we had when we, you know, when they were younger. Now I get to do that because I'm looking for, you know, the new hot, great toy that I can help and donate to the toy drive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a great point there at the end, especially to pass on the tradition of Santa to the younger kids, because the older kids have already learned about Santa, but the younger kids are still need to learn about Santa and experience Santa at that early age, which is always fun to do. I was going to ask you, yeah, what's your kind of direct involvement with the toy drive? And I know you said it seems like you guys take a lot of pride in this, and you were kind of even surprised of how big and successful and how much it meant to everyone it was when you first started getting involved. So what's your direct involvement with this?
So I don't even believe I get to do this for a job, to be honest with you. I don't believe that I'm fortunate and lucky enough that this is part of my assigned duties here at Spirit Mountain, because I get the joy along with my team and we have actually a rotating pool because everybody wants to volunteer, and we only take so many with us that day, so we don't overwhelm them at Dornbecker's. But I get to be there when we actually drop off the toys, which is such an emotional and touching experience to be able to pull an actual semi-truck filled to the brim with toys, knowing that these toys are not just used for Christmas but all year round, and that they're going to be dispersed throughout the year to help fill their toy vault. So I get to be there as we open the doors and those toys, boxes and boxes of toys are there. Then even more special to me is we at Spirit Mountain buy these huge gift baskets every year for each of the nurses' stations. And just to say a small, very small thank you to the heroic men and women who work day in and day out to service the families, the children that are there underneath their care, So we drop that off, and just to stop and say thank you. Thank you for all they do for our community, for our children. We've had some of our community members from Willamina, from Grand Ron, from the local communities that have had services over the year. And even some of our staff members have had direct family members that were patients at Dornbecker's. So to be able to go say thank you to them, to the nurses and the doctors, that's such a special moment for us. And through the years, I've been able to go into different wings there, whether it be, you know, the long term, whether it be the day visits, the outpatient. There's no place like it that I've ever experienced as far as Dornbecker's. It is just one of the most moving, magical places I've ever been in my whole life, and it's just amazing.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. So the promotion's going on through December 12th, and you guys deliver the donated semi-truck filled with toys on December 17th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and you were kind of alluding to it there, but what is a typical day like of that delivery day? I mean, just take us through that if you could. I imagine it's a pretty special day for everyone involved, and just what does it look like for, I think, people who out there who are considering donating would also want to know, you know, how does the whole delivery process work, and what is a typical day like when that delivery is made on the 17th?
The cool thing is, one of the things we barely talk about, in fact, this is the first time we're going to talk about it in any of our publicity that we do, is we buy hundreds of dollars in coffee cards, because there's a coffee shop right at the bottom of, in the lobby of Dornbecker's main lobby. And we go and just start randomly handing them out to teens that are getting services, to families, to moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas who are there. And you can just see the weight of the world on their shoulders. So just to be able to walk up to them, and that's how our morning starts. We walk up to just random people who are walking through or maybe standing in line for coffee and say, here, today's coffee is on us. Have a great day. You know, we're here with you. This is just our way of saying you're not alone. So that's how we start our day, which is, it's such a neat start to what is one of the most impactful days for all of us throughout the year. So we start there, and then we go into the outpatient area, and we have several of us that are in uniform. I get to dress like Mrs. Claus. Fun day. And then I've got several spirit-bound elves that are with me, and we go and hand out ornament-making kits, sugar-free, that sounds really funny, but sugar-free candy canes. There are such a thing as sugar-free candy canes. We hand those out, and again, coffee cards, just walking around, handing them out, just telling people, Merry Christmas, you know. This is just our way of spreading some cheer, and it really, we get so much out of it too. It's an amazing day. So that's our morning. Then we have a little bit of a break for everybody, kind of just to get ready for the emotional arrival of the toys, because that usually happens right around noon or 1 o'clock, and then those doors open to the trucks. And the staff is there and helping us unload, and their faces as they see all of it, and knowing that another year that vault is going to be packed to the brim, and they're going to be able to use it for all their activities and really disperse it to hundreds and hundreds of children is absolutely amazing.
Wow. So with this semi-truck, I'm curious, I mean, so how does that work? You kind of load everything up the day before, and you just drive it out there the morning of?
Yeah, it's really fun, because we have our convention center here at Spirit Mountain, and as it goes on, it gets the packs get bigger and bigger, the stacks of toys get bigger and bigger, and so to actually see it go in front of that or go into that semi truck over the years, to be honest with you, the volumes have gone down a little bit. So we're hoping this year comes out a little bit stronger, and people who are maybe on the fence and not sure where they're going to donate to or if they're going to donate, please come on down and really 100% of these toys make their way to Dornbecker's.
Awesome. So again, this is Shauna Ridgebear, Director of Marketing for Spirit Mountain Casino, talking about Spirit Mountain's toy drive, their annual toy drive at this point that they have going on, been going on for over a decade, and it runs through December 12th, and then the toy delivery happens on December 17th at Dornbecker. Tell us a little bit about the toys. What kind of toys are you guys looking for, and can the toy be used, or is it new? How does that all work?
So just for hygiene reasons, especially going to the hospital, all the toys have to be brand new. But we are always looking at Dornbecker's wish list. They send us one every year that says, hey, this is kind of what we're looking for. Always at the top of that is our craft sets. So kind of like for the teens are definitely a segment that get forgotten sometimes, just because when you think Christmas, you want to think of the little kid opening, you know, the brand new Tonka truck or the brand new Barbie doll. But the teens sometimes get forgotten, and they definitely are a segment we try to push a little bit more, and that's with the craft things that they can work out, the patients can work out in their bed. Any kind of toy, honestly, is amazing. They'll put them all to use, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Barbies, we see Hot Wheels, we see all kinds of stuff. Even DVDs, people pick up DVDs, of course, you know, age-appropriate DVDs, and bring them in for the children.
Yeah. I would have been that kid wanting the Hot Wheels. That was always my on the top of my wish list back when I was younger. And again, who specifically will be receiving the toys? And you mentioned there are different age groups who will be receiving toys. Some are more interested in dolls. Some are more interested in crafts. I would imagine children who are a little bit older would be more interested in that. Yeah, give us a little background on the kids who receive these toys, if you could.
Sure. So how they're dispersed is if a patient is there and they're getting services and you know, maybe that patient is a little nervous or a little scared going into it, they'll take them down to the toy vault and let them pick out something. They also have patient bingo where if the patient isn't able to leave their room, they play bingo, which we got to witness, and it is so cool. They'll call for bingo from their room, and they'll take them down the gift prize patrol, if you will, and they'll go and get to pick something off of the basket. So they're used then. And one of the things that I thought was really neat was if a family goes in and maybe little brother or little sister is there with a big brother or big sister getting treatment, and you know, they're getting a little nervous, they'll even take the brother or sister down to the toy vault and let them pick something. So really, they are used all year round to help these children, these families, really, that are going through a hard time, make a positive experience and help lead to that positive experience for the wonderful treatment they get at Dornbecker's.
Mm-hmm. What kind of feedback have you received from the children and parents who have benefited from the toy drive?
So amazing to see them, their faces light up, and when they see that we're there with Spirit Mountain, and they know the history, just because it's been a decade that we've been doing this. They come up, they thank us for it. They, you know, we get hugs, which is always so amazing. We get hugs, and really, you get to see bravery, and you get to see strength in a way you would never do when you see these young patients who are coming in and maybe they're using a walker or maybe they're using a wheelchair, and you get to see how their parents have decorated it and got them ready, and they're hot rodding around there, and they turn for just a moment and smile as you hand them an ornament or hand, you know, and say thank you. And it really, I can't say this enough, it renews your faith in the world every time it happens, more and more, and just knowing nothing can be that bad in our everyday life that we can't be as grateful as these beautiful children who are so thankful to get this toy, to get this, you know, small token to let them know they are not in this fight alone.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is Shauna Ridgebear from director of marketing for Spirit Mountain Casino, discussing the Spirit Mountain Casino toy drive that they have going on, which runs through December 12th, talking to her here on Metroscope PDX. You mentioned it a little bit earlier, but why Dornbecker? I know you said that you guys have some coworkers, I believe, who have either been there or know people who have been there, and you guys have obviously over the years now built up a relationship with Dornbecker. But why did that all start, and why Dornbecker?
You know, really, it has a lot to do with our parent company, our community. And again, with me moving into the area 4 years ago, one of the first things that I noticed about this area was the tremendous sense of community. And the company that I was lucky enough to work for, their real desire and commitment to be a good community member is unlike anything I've ever seen. And really, this became a really heartfelt project because of community members whose children had become patients, whose family members, grandchildren, you know, nieces, nephews had received services at Dornbecker's, and seeing that how it had touched their lives, it was a suggestion of several of the tribal members and community members, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could do something for them? There's all these toy drives that go on, but what if this one directly benefited Dornbecker's that touch so many of our lives as a community? And that's really the idea that started this. And then finding out that this was one of the major drives that Dornbecker has throughout the year, and that they put that trust in Spirit Mountain that says, hey, you know, we only do so many of these a year. We know and trust that that you guys will follow through. That's such a huge responsibility, such a huge honor for us to be able to be trusted by them to get this done and make sure we deliver that semi truck. It's just a joy to do every year.
Again, this is Shauna Ridgebear, Director of Marketing for Spirit Mountain Casino, talking about Spirit Mountain Casino's Toy Drive, which is going on right now, runs through December 12th, and then they deliver the toys to Dornbecker December 17th at 1 p.m. That'll be a Monday. Certainly going to make a big difference and put a smile on a lot of people's faces that day. I would just ask, we talked to people who have set up toy drives. What kind of makes this toy drive different, or what do you feel is unique about the toy drive that you guys have going on?
I think that this one goes directly towards Dornbecker's, and it goes towards the children, and it's not given out one day. That it's not, you know, I know, not to downplay any other toy drive. We know that when people give, it's from the heart and it's amazing, and we get just as much when we give as we do when we receive. But what is cool about this one is that these toys are not given out one day and it's done. These toys are used throughout the entire year for Dornbecker. So that Barbie doll, that Hot Wheel, your favorite, that is given out, may be given in July or June to a young patient who's going to have blood drawn or test done. And so that toy, after maybe we've forgotten about it, we just get an instant good feeling in July. That's that great karma that we've sent out into the universe, coming back and saying that toy you just gave that has been sitting in that box just got given to a child. So it is pretty cool. It's pretty unique in its setup.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a great answer. And I was not asking that to act as if toy drives are a competition by any means, but I do think it's good to kind of provide the uniqueness there to what you guys are doing at Spirit Mountain. Again, Shauna Ridgebear, Director of Marketing, joining us about the Spirit Mountain Casino toy drive going on right now through December 12th. If you could, Shauna, just where are you guys located? And again, how can people get involved in contributing towards this toy drive?
So we are out here in Grand Ronde, Oregon. We are right off Salmon Highway. So if you come on out and you're coming into the Salem area, you'll start seeing our billboards, but you can also find driving directions to us on our website, spiritmountain.com. It will give you all the details for the toy drive as well. And then we do have information on our social media outlets as well.
Okay. And people are just asked to bring in a unused toy and a new toy. It doesn't have to be wrapped or anything, but just a new toy, and they receive $10 in free play, correct?
That's correct. And we are open 24/7. So even if you've gone shopping at a 24-hour Walmart and you're ready to drop it off at 3 o'clock in the morning, we're here to do that for you.
Jackpot. If you're ready to win a jackpot at 3 a.m., take it in.
Yep.
and get that free play and pull a couple slots and maybe you'll win something. All right, Shauna.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for joining us. Is there anything else you would like to hit on about this Spirit Mountain Casino toy drive, or do you think we've gotten all the information out there?
I think just the most important thing is from all of our families here at Spirit Mountain to our community, thank you for supporting us for 10 years. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. We wish everybody a happy and healthy holiday season.
Awesome. Shauna Ridgebear, Director of Marketing for Spirit Mountain Casino, joining us to talk about the Spirit Mountain Casino Toy Drive. Thank you, Shauna, and happy holidays to you, and thanks for all you guys do.
Thank you, Preston.
We were talking today with Shauna Ridgebear, Director of Marketing at Spirit Mountain Casino. We were discussing Spirit Mountain's Toy Drive, which runs now through December 12th, with the toys delivered to Dornbecker Children's Hospital on December 17th. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland public affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.